It is Friday morning and time again for StoryCorps. Today we'll hear from men whose work in Vietnam is not often discussed. They were assigned to graves registration in the U.S. Army. It was their job to make sure the remains of soldiers killed in battle made it home. Gerald Coleman was a collection point officer. His team was the first to receive the dead from the field.
We had some 1,200 Americans that went through in my time frame, and so many of them I knew. When you would see a name, and then you would see who was there, it was very tough. I'd go into the refrigeration unit. I'd go in there. Nobody could hear me. I'd scream as loud as I could, and nobody knew. I'm proud that I didn't commit suicide. That's all I can say. I would have liked to have never had the experience. It changed me forever.
Nobody heard Gerald Coleman then, but we're hearing him now thanks to StoryCorps. Coleman and his men sent fallen soldiers on to a mortuary where they were prepared to be sent on to the U.S. Gary Redlinsky and Glenn Freund worked together at an Army mortuary near Saigon, and here they remember identifying the dead.
You look for body marks like scars, tattoos. It does get to be a strain on you after a while, and some guys couldn't handle it.
You know, graves registration is part of the service that if you don't want to be in it, you don't have to
you
be
can
in
get
it.
Out
they
of
can't
it,
yeah. keep you in it.
The mortuary part, they always consider to be demoralizing to the troops that are out in the field fighting. So they kind of just keep us hidden. About 5 years ago, I remember meeting a guy. He was an infantryman. And when I told him I worked at the mortuary down in Tansanut near Saigon, he said, "We never knew you guys existed." They thought whoever died, they sent them right back to the States. You know, I have problems a lot. I can see the things that happened to me in Vietnam. They just come back clear as it was yesterday. And I always felt, I got out of Vietnam, didn't have a scratch, didn't get wounded at all. And then all that hit. I did go to some counseling, and I was talking to one of the psychiatrists. And he said, "Do you have nightmares?" I said, "No, but I have daymares. The things that guys dream about at night, I think about 24 hours a day, and it's there while I'm awake."
What would you like people to know about the work you did, Gary?
Probably the fact that I was there to help their son get back home. It didn't matter that people didn't know we were there. We were there to do our job.
And our job was to take care of the soldiers that came in from the field and to treat them as if they were family.
On this morning after Veterans Day, we were listening to Gary Redlinsky and Glenn Freund at StoryCorps in St. Louis. Their interview will be archived, as all interviews are, at the Library of Congress. The StoryCorps podcast is at npr.org.